What's up? It is your girl, Jessica Carter. And of course, we obviously have my amazing co-host.
Sierra.
So, first and foremost, we want to apologize for the small delay in releasing this episode. We have definitely had a long, busy week. We had some technical difficulties. We had some things that needed to get situated. So again, we apologize, but we are here. We are back. We are not going anywhere. And we just want to acknowledge all of our listeners really quick. Thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for
Thank
staying
you.
consistent and supporting us.
Thank you. Thank you. This is just a part of things you deal with in the meantime. So,
Right. In the meantime, things are off
but
track sometimes, but
it's how you come through and what you do in the meantime.
Exactly. So, like the fact that it has been an off week, challenging week,
And it's only Monday.
challenging week for me. I guess we just jump right into it. So, my week, one of the things I am, your girl is currently on a fast. What kind of fast, you may ask? I'm not fasting from food. I'm not fasting from social media. I am fasting from men.
Dun dun dun.
I am fasting from men. The Lord has called me to a man fast. I actually started July 1st. This recording today is July 6th, I believe. So it has been 6 days so far. And it has definitely been interesting for me because the majority of my life, I had based my validation from men. And it's not necessarily significant others, but my dad or people in my family or even my brothers, because I grew up a tomboy. So I had a bunch of quote unquote bros, guy friends who I just always sought that validation and I kind of held them on a higher standard than I held God. So that's definitely one of the reasons why I was called to this man fast and to set boundaries, because your girl struggles with boundaries. I don't know if you guys remember on a previous episode, I think it was the first episode we did together when we talked about quarantine and chill, and I mentioned how I'm just so open and people can come into my space and, oh yeah, we could do this, we can do this. That doesn't fly anymore. It's time to set those boundaries. So long story short, I started my man fast this week. I started my man fast this week, and it has definitely been challenging but very rewarding. That paired with the fact that it's just been a lonely season, Sierra. It's just been a lonely season, but I'm living strong though. I'm finding my worth. I'm living for me and I'm getting through this busy week. How about you?
So, one, thank you so much for all of your vulnerability and just being open and honest. Like, it's not easy to put your stuff out there, and it's beautiful that, this is your in the meantime. So, I appreciate that. I did want to say it's not lonely because you're learning who your birds are. Our thing is, I know I spent a time trying to figure out who my birds are because they say birds of a feather flock together. And it's like, oh, where are my birds? Where are my people? And so with you separating yourself, God is really just directing the right people to you. And they didn't have the opportunity to come to you because you had things in the way. You had roadblocks. So now you got rid of the roadblocks. And it's a freeway to you, the right people.
Yes, the right people. I am so blessed.
So my week has been very interesting. I'm saying goodbye to one company and starting working somewhere else, and just getting more focused when it comes to school. As I said in previous episodes, I am going to school for marriage and family therapy. I have been super stagnant and super complacent, and I said that I wanted some motivation, and I got that motivation today. And it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I am going to shout out PDX Women of Color. Mm-hmm. They have, every Monday, they have different sessions for women of color. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very enlightening, thought-provoking conversations through Zoom every Monday, 5 p.m. Today... I feel bad. I don't know what the topic of today was. I feel horrible. But they were just talking about how we can come together and just work better together with the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. And what that means for us as Black women. Mm-hmm. And what that means for white women as well. Mm-hmm. So... how can white women help us? And right. How can we as Black women help ourselves? Right. And so I liked it. It was just really just eye-opening for me because, you know, I'm so all natural. Let's learn about our history. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what it meant to be a slave and the effects of the slave man mentality, the broke man mentality, the Black man mentality. Let's really break all that stuff down. And I'm like, oh, I'm just so woke. And right. This woman, oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. And I'm not talking about just physically, like her intelligence was breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And the thing that really got me was she had said, you know, her voice and her tone comes off as uncaring sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I'm not a fan of hearing my own voice. Because it's just so bland, I feel like, sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's not like people can really hear that I'm super excited mm-hmm. by the inflection of my tone.
Right, right, right.
So I try to say things nicely and it comes off super rough. Mm-hmm. But she had said that and it was like, oh, wow. I know I'm not alone in this, but the fact that this well-educated Black woman was just open about the fact that that was a hindrance for her mm-hmm. and that made her toxic in other people, relationships that she had with other people, mm-hmm. not just significant others, but her women friends.
Right.
And she had to learn how to grow in that.
Right. Right.
So not to let how she said things hinder her mm-hmm. from saying something.
Right.
Because some things definitely need to be said.
Right.
But it's just learning not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's who you say it to.
Right, that's true.
Because how I say it comes off differently to different people.
Right, right.
And so that was just beautiful. And then she was like, do we really pay attention to when we buy Black?
Mm-hmm.
So... and which was funny because I just had a conversation with somebody else this weekend about what it really meant to buy from Black people.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, there's an ice cream shop and it's now owned by a Black man. So
right.
I'm
going to
go there. But then it was like, where is he getting the ice cream from? Is that Black owned? Is it a Black owned farm? Is it... the cups that he's getting, is that from a Black company?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, dang, you know, I'm supporting this Black man and not really Black businesses.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, he's still owned by, lack of a better term, Ben and Jerry's, you mm-hmm. know?
Right, right.
So that's not a Black business.
Right.
That's
right,
just
right.
a Black man.
Exactly.
Which to me is like, oh, that's how you get away with it. It's like, oh, well, we put a Black man on the cover.
That's true.
But the money is still not going to Black businesses.
Exactly.
It's not going to Black communities.
Right.
So
right.
just really just made me want to be more aware and to do my own research mm-hmm. and not just get so excited because there's a Black face on the cover.
Right.
Like, I really need to get to the roots of where everything is coming from.
Right. Because it could very well be used as a pawn.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I got my inspiration back. So
that is awesome. That is so beautiful. In the midst of this chaotic week, it's always good to find that inspiration.
Yes, and I definitely needed it. I definitely needed it.
That is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. In the midst of all of this, have you heard of anything going on? Have you been able to keep up?
Oh, our current events. Bill Cosby. You know, I had a conversation with a lovely lady who means a lot to me about how we really feel about Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's served almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a 3 to 10 year sentence. So he's trying to go back to court for that.
Right.
And I am honestly torn. I think his work was the doors that he opened for us as Black people.
Mm-hmm.
It took him to do.
Right.
What he did was, there's no excuse for what he did. He was absolutely wrong. My heart goes out to the women who spoke up and just finally had the courage to say something.
Right.
And I just pray that we as women just continue to stand up for ourselves. And that's like the biggest lesson through what he has done and the light that's been shined on what he's done. Like, we just need to stand up for ourselves as mm-hmm. women and what's right and what's wrong and whatever we believe in.
Right.
So I think it's interesting that he's trying to get out. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of tired of hearing about Bill Cosby. Quick question. Was there proof like that he actually did anything, or was this all based on the various women that spoke up?
Well, out of, I think it was over 60 women, he was only accused. They only had evidence for like, 10, maybe less than 10 women.
Oh, but actual evidence.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, a part of me is like, did he really? Like, it's just hard to believe
Bill that he Cosby would do something like that.
Yeah. It's like, did this stuff really, like, is he really another R. Kelly? So, except without the kids.
So I have my views about R. Kelly. I feel like you listen to R. Kelly's music, he told you exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Cosby, he hit it better. Either way, they're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to make an excuse for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody that's blunt and upfront about what he likes,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing that, like R. Kelly was doing that, and you have a whole team of people who know you're like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, that just, ooh.
And like, I know R. Kelly's like that, but like Bill Cosby, is that really true? I mean, guess so.
It's just a prettier face. That's it.
Yeah. That's,
it's not more acceptable. It is just because we consider what he's done more than what R. Kelly has done.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like, you know, the comedy world, there's a Black man. Mm-hmm. Jell-O. Mm-hmm. There's a Black man,
right,
you know,
who's
thinking
right.
of Jell-O. Sweaters, Black man, you mm-hmm. know, TV shows, you have a family man. That was everybody's dad.
Yeah.
And so it's harder to believe that my dad would do something like that, you know?
Right, right.
Whereas R. Kelly, well, he's singing about this stuff. That's the music that he was making.
Right, yeah. You can't hide that, yeah.
So, you can't hide it. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby just hit it better.
Mm. Dang, that hurts. That hurts. That's interesting, though. I didn't know that. Well, what I found out, of course, is a Caucasian woman was peacefully protesting in Seattle, and she died because a man drove his car into her intentionally and hit her, and she passed away. I don't know too many details on that as far as if the man was African American or not. I don't understand. I just read this briefly. Summer Taylor, 24. Yes, okay, so yeah, her name was Summer Taylor. She was 24 years old. Her and her friend, 32-year-old Diaz, were hit by a car that barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters on Seattle's Interstate 5.
Did they only give the person's last name? For the 32-year-old?
Diaz Love of Portland. And then, you know what? I'm not being stereotypical. I think the man was black. DeWitt Kaliti. It looks like an African name. This looks like an African name. Mm-hmm. Of Seattle, drove the car around vehicles that were blocking I-5 and sped into the crowd about 1:40 a.m. There's definitely a video of the scene, but I don't know too many details about that as far as why he did that anyway. But that name appears to be an African name. I don't know. That's just what I heard. And I'm just like, what? Like, everything that's going on, this is a twist. Like, for what?
For what? Because we still have to try to paint the black man as a bad person. And that's a bad thing. So, now we're out here and we're fighting for you and you're killing us.
Right. Right. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. I want to confirm if the guy was black or not. Again, forgive me. The name looks like an African name, but do not quote me on that. I really don't know what his race was, but I just don't get why he would do. Oh, he's black. He's black. Yep. Yeah.
So, but you see how it's taken so long for his backstory to come to light? Mm-hmm. Because we're not going to know what was going on with him and why he did it. We're just waiting for him to get arrested and brought up on murder charges.
Exactly. First degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of that.
But we're still waiting for Breonna Taylor's murderers to... Only one's been fired? Come on now.
Right. And it appears that people aren't really speaking about it anymore.
The fire has died down a little bit.
Which is what we said was going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what? I remember the protest we went to. It said, "Will you still fight for me after I stop trending?" And that's the true question,
right?
It's not trending as much anymore. So what? Are you still going to fight for me?
Exactly. At least until something else happens, then all this stuff is going to get brought up again. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Are protests still going on?
Oh yeah. Oh yes, I've been keeping up with them. There's been a lot more. I do want to go to Portland and go to a protest, but there's been a lot more in our Tacoma area. There's been a lot of mothers protesting, which I think is so beautiful. Of course, protesting for Say Her Name, and then Black Lives Matter. The protests have just been different places, but it's definitely still going on. The crowds are smaller, but it's still going on.
Okay.
Did you see what happened with Chaz, aka Chop?
No. Did they finally shut it down?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's funny that you said they finally shut it down. Why did you use that terminology?
Oh, well, the only reason was because in my mind, I'm thinking back to when we went and it was already an expectation that they was going to shut it down because we had talked about it, that they were... Was if the policemen were planning on coming and like shutting it all down?
Yeah, they wanted their department back.
Right. So I was expecting it to happen anyway. I knew it wasn't going to last forever, but I didn't know how long.
Yeah. Like, what did we went on Saturday?
I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday.
And they came Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
Wow. So they kicked everybody out,
arrested people.
What? Yeah. Have they, like, repainted everything?
I don't know. Let me just tell you, just going there and being in that environment, it was just so different. It was peaceful.
Very peaceful.
Even the people that were talking, they just wanted to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that they were saying was just, respect me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that we miss out on sometimes is we miss the fact that we just want to be respected.
Right.
Like, acknowledge my existence, acknowledge your racism, and learn to respect me.
Right.
But
that was very beautiful.
I was sad to see it.
I didn't want it to leave.
I didn't. It was, the artwork was beautiful.
Beautiful. Like, oh my God, why can't it just like stay and just be like a monumental thing? And
right.
Maybe have like, the station don't need proof. Somewhere else.
They don't need proof.
Oh my God.
So how are we about to erase this from history?
Right. You did take pictures, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't get pictures, but I got a video. But
yeah, I did get pictures. But it that this 2020, I'm really trying to see how they're going to erase this from history.
Right. 2020, man. Oh, man. 2019,
2022,
2020. Right. Right. We just going to skip the whole year.
Skip man. 20 and then you need a recovery year.
Right. A recovery year.
Oh, and so they're bringing back the rumors that Kanye West is running for president.
Yeah, he actually tweeted. So I did see that. He actually legit tweeted, I'm running for president of the United States.
When?
A couple days ago.
No, I'm saying for what year? 2024?
2028? I believe he said 2020. I don't know why he said that, because they were saying that he's already missed the registration mm-hmm. point for what, like six states or think? Or something
well,
like that.
Well, it's for like the Democrats and the Republicans, so he would have to run as a non. Yeah. This is how much into politics I am, but he would have to run as like not Democratic, not Republican, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of what the name is. So if y'all remember, just go ahead and hit
us up on Independent.
Independent. There we go.
Independent. So this is the exact tweet 2 days ago. We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision.
Okay.
And they were saying how it was a couple of big people who were legit supporting him. I don't remember mm-hmm. their names, but.
Oh, yeah. A football player. Ah, darn it. He makes something. I can't think. It's late, you guys. But yes, he had some very influential people that were backing him up, supposedly. Yeah. I'm all for it. I feel like we just need more people running. We just need more options.
Yeah.
So thank you for being an option.
Right, exactly.
And we need to show up and represent as a people. So this just gives more Black people a reason to vote. Because at the end of the day, Black people love Kanye West. Some Black people.
Right, yeah.
So, and the rest who don't like Biden. So,
right, exactly.
But no, I just feel like we as a people definitely need to show up to the polls. Mm-hmm. We need to vote. We need to be present. We need to really understand what is going on mm-hmm. in politics and pay attention, because as much as Black lives do matter, but we need to realize that there's something else going on mm-hmm. at the exact same time. There's a reason why the majority of the news is telling us Black lives matter right now.
Right.
So what are we not paying attention to? What are we not looking at?
Exactly.
So it's time for us to open our eyes. And to educate ourselves, as I keep saying, educate ourselves on the laws of the land, of mm-hmm. what is supposedly right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that we're in 2020 and they're just now making it illegal to hang a Black man.
That is ridiculous. Illegal to hang people, period. What do you mean? Like,
right. We're just now making that illegal.
That is, oh gosh.
So, I mean, we really need to pay attention to the laws around us and mm-hmm. what is going on.
Right.
Like, get active in your community. Find out what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to wake up and start doing stuff.
Absolutely. I hope we can stay focused and not get... Even this Kanye running for president. If he is, that's great. But that can even be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a distraction.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got to pay attention. Really pay attention. And we need to do something. One of the biggest things we can do right now is vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's coming up. It's around the corner.
Yeah, it's very close.
It's
November, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get your voter registration together.
Who is running against Trump? Is it Biden?
Yes, but they still haven't solidified everybody.
Okay.
Just, again, all the media is telling us right now is it's Biden and Trump.
Mm.
They're running. Yeah. But we need to pay attention. We need to get out there and go vote. Get your voter's registration.
Yes.
ASAP. Like, make it happen.
Yes.
And if we're going to be there camped out, then we need to be there camped out to vote. Yeah. But our voice needs to be heard.
So. Right. And don't forget to vote on a local level, too.
Yes.
Because your state still has power in the midst of the president, your state governor still has power. So wherever you reside, don't forget to vote locally as well. That's just, if not more important.
Yes. Especially like the school boards. Mm-hmm. Go out to the school boards. You don't have to have children to be out there in the school boards to see what's going on, because you have nieces, you have nephews, you have friends that have kids, mm-hmm. and you need to know what they're being taught. You right. need to know what the expectations are of the class.
Right.
And just pay attention to the rules and regulations of schools. Like, there are some schools where girls cannot show their elbows.
That's
this ridiculous. Is still a thing.
Right.
But it's a school dress code and it's a school policy.
Right.
Like, we need to pay attention and show up and be there and see what's really going on.
Right, absolutely.
And make a change. Use your voice. Make a change.
Right. So easy to get distracted, so easy to get lazy in this, but don't get lazy. You know, we're not saying, you know, you have to be a protester, but voting is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely make sure you do that. 2020, if this year hasn't shown you anything else, it shows you that you need to speak up. This is the year of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year of the mouth. Yeah. Speak up.
Silence is violence.
Silence is violence. Yeah, that was all I really found out recently about things that's been going on. Again, we're still fighting, still pushing for justice. The high heat has died down as far as pushing for justice from, you know, Breonna Taylor and mm-hmm. different African Americans that have been killed, but we're still going to continue to push forward and yeah. We encourage all of our listeners to continue to push forward, too. Don't stop talking about it. Don't stop posting about it. Keep going. Don't follow the bandwagon. This is not just for popularity reasons. This is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm. Injustice for one is injustice for all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are going to take a break. And we will get back to you when we come back.
Yeah. Stay tuned for session two.
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to the second part of our segment.
In the meantime, bam.
So today I really wanted us to talk about mental health, mm-hmm. the importance of seeking help for the mental issues that we have,
mm-hmm.
Especially as Black people.
Right.
I know for me growing up, people would just be like, if I had, so now as an adult, I know that cousins or aunts or uncles had they were suffering from mental disorders.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, I was mm-hmm. told, oh, you know, they just have an episode. They'll be okay. What is an episode? Right. This is not TV.
Right. This is entertainment.
But yeah, just so like, you know, they got an attitude. They'll be okay. They're not going to talk to you for a couple days, but they'll come back. And it's like, no, something's not okay.
Right.
Or the favorite is like, oh, you know, she's just a little special. She's just different. Mm-hmm. She's different because she has a mental disorder that we're refusing to get help for, that we're right. refusing to say that something is not the same as everything else.
Right.
So how have you grown up? Have you grown up with mental disorders and seeking help?
Man, I can definitely relate on a level of even growing up in my family, mental health wasn't taken as seriously. And I feel like the primary reason for that is because mental health is something that you can't see necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like physical health, you know what's going on. You can see diseases and all that stuff. Mental health, you can't really see it. You can kind of compare it to faith. It's like you can't see it. So it's just like, was that? That was probably a bad comparison. But you know, faith is the substance of things not seen. You can't see mental health issues.
Hope for the evidence of things. Thank
you. Yeah, you cannot see mental health issues. Like, everybody has their personalities. Everybody has their way of doing things. So it's so easy for that can get in the mix and just, you know, easily dismissive. Mm-hmm. So I have never dealt with a mental health issue personally, but I do know there were a lot of factors growing up that played into my mental health today, negatively. Exactly. For example, my relationship growing up, you know, how I was talked to. I grew up being called names. And this is just a small example. You know, as a young child, you think nothing of it. You're growing up as an adult. Okay, now it's affecting how you look at yourself, your self-worth, how you view yourself. Now you're leaning on the validation of other people because growing up, all you've heard is negative. So that played a big part in my mental health. I was holding all of that into my subconscious. So I can definitely speak from that angle about how growing up, your childhood, there's so much in your subconscious mind as a child, good or bad, that you don't realize. And then when you're an adult, it definitely plays a part into your mental health, how you process things, your perception of things, your perspective of things. It just, for example, it took me taking a trip back home and speaking to my family just so I can have better mental health. Mm-hmm. It took confronting that issue and getting an understanding. So now I'm no longer looking at myself this way. It's not justifying what was done to my childhood, but now I have an understanding. I think you've mentioned this earlier. Now I've released it. Mm-hmm. So now I have a better mental health. So childhood definitely plays a part. So, but no mental, at least from my end, I can't speak on mental illnesses personally, but everything is going to be affected mentally from your childhood.
Yeah, I think, you know, I have family members that do have mental disorders, mm-hmm. that have personality disorders. And again, growing up, I was just so, well, you know, they're just a little soft or they're just a little unique, mm-hmm. or something. And, we never really put a name on it, because mm-hmm. once you put a name on it, that name of personality disorder has a huge negative connotation that comes with it. Mm-hmm. And it makes you afraid to seek the help that you need.
Mm, right.
And a lot of times we just have to realize that it's because we ultimately think differently. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, there's different disorders, and some of it is based off of the chemicals that your body is producing. Mm-hmm. And so everything just might not connect,
right?
Or it might connect a whole bunch of things.
Right.
But we have to be willing to get the help that is truly needed for us to be a whole person.
Right.
So instead of, I feel like it would have definitely been nice if, you know, family members would have had the opportunity, mm-hmm. to get the assistance that they truly needed.
Right.
To be more productive, mm-hmm. for themselves, you know? Right. I know for me, I have had therapy. Oh my gosh. So grateful for therapy.
Yes.
So grateful for therapy.
I'm currently in therapy. Loving it.
It's just been amazing because growing up, I just always thought there was something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, what's wrong with me? Or I must be crazy, or there's just something wrong and you need to name it. You need to tell me what's wrong with me so I know what to fix.
Right, right.
And then I went to therapy and it was like, oh, no, you're not crazy. No, this really did happen to you. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's step it out. Let's walk through this. You know, mm-hmm. this isn't something that you can ignore and sweep under the rug. We need right. to get through it. Okay?
Right.
But, you know, it really helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we as Black people just need to start accepting that help.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, I always say the slave man mentality went to the broke man mentality, mm-hmm. which translated into the poor man's mentality,
mm-hmm.
which is now just the Black man's mentality. Did I already say that one?
Right. No, no. You didn't. That was perfect.
Yeah. So now it's the Black man mentality. And all it is just scar and residue of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of the mental trauma that you go through as a king or a queen in your own country, to be stolen and ripped away from that, to be enslaved in a country you don't know the language. You're humiliated and just, you're literally lower than the animals.
Right, right.
And so that's a lot of mental trauma that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need time to heal from that. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process.
Right.
And so the process of going from the slave man mentality to the Black man mentality, we need to understand that that residue of slave man mentality is what makes it the Black man mentality.
Exactly.
But we need to accept the help, mental help, and to say, like, it's okay. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
I need a therapist. I need a psychologist. Mm-hmm. I need a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. It is okay. I wish growing up that, you know, I would have been told that it was okay instead of, oh, I don't even think growing up I knew any Black person that went to a psychologist or a therapist.
Wow.
No, I knew a lot of bad white kids.
Right, right.
But let me not say they were bad white kids, but, you know, they were
misbehaved.
Yeah. But again, I'll say one is like ADD. Or ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed that help, and they needed the mental help to mm-hmm. help them process things and slow down a little bit, you know?
Right.
But in my eyes, they were just bad kids growing up.
Right, right.
They were bad kids that got some pills to mellow them out.
Right, and that was it.
Yeah. And then for the Black community, now you have this Black boy who has ADD, and he's just bad. He's disruptive. He doesn't need the help. He's just a bad child.
Mm.
No, just like his classmate that's popping pills right now, he needs the assistance. He needs the help.
Yeah.
But instead, we're going to label him as bad and then give the other one help.
Right.
And but we just as a community need to come together and say that it's okay. You need the help. You need the help because right. childhood trauma is a thing. And we still deal with the residue as adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Me included, like I mentioned earlier, it definitely sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
From childhood, it definitely sticks with you.
And there's some things that you don't, there's some things that you have a hard time connecting the dots to,
mm-hmm.
or you have a hard time letting go of, and you need the assistance to say, hey, let me help you see something that you didn't see before.
Right.
I think one thing for me was learning about my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, like, I was in a relationship, and he would do all this nice, beautiful things, and I just wouldn't say anything. Just be sitting there quiet.
Mm.
But inside, I'm just, like, overjoyed. I'm like, nah, they don't need to see my emotions right now. It'll be okay. But then they do something I don't like, and I just overreact. But growing up, that's all I saw. That's all I knew.
Right.
And
right.
I never knew that that wasn't okay until I went to counseling. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, why don't you express yourself when you're happy? Why do you feel like it's not okay for you to be happy? Because that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't think I deserved to be happy. I didn't think that I deserved to really be loved.
Right.
And
right.
respect it. So in turn, I ended up being toxic to somebody else.
Right, right.
So I needed that little bit of help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. And as an adult, you know, I've gone to therapy as an adult, and it's just been a lot. I know recently, not recently, I think it was 3 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shooting that happened at the church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, well, not at the church. It was not the parking lot, but, like, right when you turn down in front of the church. Mm-hmm. Like, and so the man was running towards the church, and he got shot outside of the church. And so I'm out there helping give CPR, and that just brought up so much that I thought I was over.
Really?
That I thought I let go of. And it was like, you know, I'm just like, I said I would never be in this situation again. I would never have to live like this. Right. I wouldn't have to live in fear of just walking down the street and getting shot up or something. Like, right. I don't live here anymore.
Right.
And so that's just what I told myself was, I'm never.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just that little thing. I had panic attacks. I had a hard time sleeping. Just, I would see this man just on the ground night after night after night. My hands, like, I still had blood on my hands. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, it was a lot of PTSD that I did not realize and I did not know until I started going to therapy and counseling.
Right.
And we just try to, as Black people, just push things down
mm-hmm.
and try to say, you know, I'm going to make sure I live better mm-hmm. and I have a better lifestyle so my kids don't have to deal with that. But we don't deal with the issue ourselves.
Right. Not at all.
So little did I know, I'm being overprotective of my kids and putting them in a unrealistic bubble.
Mm-hmm.
To overcompensate for the things that I didn't want to relive
right.
for myself.
Right.
But in all reality, one, I'm in a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's just, it's different. It's a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to have as many opportunities to live the way that I used to live.
Right.
And
right.
to have to deal with the things that I had to deal with.
Right.
But I put that residue on them.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. And it's like, if the fact that physical, I apologize. The fact that mental health is already looked at as something like, oh, we don't talk about that, or something that gets pushed under the rug. In addition to that, let's say you do have a mental health condition, and then there's a negative connotation about taking medication.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to mental health, this is how I feel about medication. The whole goal is to set your mind on things above. Set your mind things that are good. You know, think on things that uplift you. And of course, I know that the chemical balance plays a part into that too. You know, certain chemicals, I don't know the technicalities of it, but certain chemicals can help you feel, you know, lifted and feel good and happy and joyful. So anyway, the goal is to set your mind on things above. If it takes you getting on medication to set your mind on things above, do what you have to do. I appreciate the fact that it gets acknowledged and it gets addressed and it gets dealt with. I don't have an issue with medication. Now, when it does come to mental health, I don't think that the goal of medication is to be long term. I feel like there are those who get dependent upon it and they don't necessarily have to be. But I don't have anything against medication when it comes to mental health. And it's just, it's actually saddens me, you know, when you think about it, how, you know, like we were talking about, mental health is already something that doesn't get talked about. And then if it does, the fact that you're on medication, oh, you must be crazy or something serious or something's like really wrong with you. I just really want to remove that whole idea that medication is bad. Like, medication is a part of mental health. And I think that most people don't want to address a mental health issue is because they're afraid of taking medication. They don't want to take medication. They don't want to deal with none of that. It's like fear. So it's like a double issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health and medication kind of go hand in hand is what I've noticed.
Sometimes, like, and sometimes you may just need a counselor or a therapist.
Yeah.
And they don't prescribe medication.
Yeah.
But you might need a psychologist mm-hmm. to prescribe you medication.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. And I think we have to accept that something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something happened, something really got into my mind to where it's hard to focus or mm-hmm. it's hard to think clearly. It's hard to move past the trauma.
Yeah.
And we have to accept that so that we can accept the help.
Right, yeah.
And just really go out and get that. There's some great therapists out there.
Mm-hmm.
There, and it's okay. Like, find your safe space.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, as women, we like to talk, you know, we like to talk things out amongst ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and that's good. It helps, right?
Right, right.
But there are times that you need more than just what your girlfriend can give you.
Right, absolutely.
You need more than just what your boyfriend or husband can give you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's things that you take into those friendships,
mm-hmm.
the trauma and that you deal with, and now you are pushing it off into your friendships, you're pushing it off into your marriage and everything else, and you're mm-hmm. not getting the help that you need, and right. it's just escalating. So we have to get to the point where we say that it's okay, I need to get this help now
mm-hmm.
so that I'm not toxic to my friendships. I'm not toxic and blocking myself from receiving, from connecting with people and just having better relationships with people.
Right.
And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get some help. If you guys need therapists in the Tacoma, Lakewood area, I know mm-hmm. a few.
Yes, yes. I definitely wanted to definitely, you know, give notice to one. If you are in the, like she mentioned, Tacoma, Lakewood area, just to provide some information. So one amazing counselor, her name is Casey Lewis. She is a licensed mental health counselor. She is located in Olympia, Washington. Her business is Move in Faith Counseling. So that's just something I wanted to put out there. If you are looking for a counselor and you're in the area, that is a great one I definitely recommend. And there are definitely others too that I will be sure to include in the description of this episode.
And make sure you find the right counselor and therapist for you. So what happens, what tends to happen is we go to one counselor
mm-hmm.
and we're like, I just don't feel comfortable with them, I'm done.
Right.
And that may be the case, but don't stop there because you still need the help.
Mm-hmm.
So find the counselor that's right for you. I had, or therapist or psychologist, I had a counselor, and I didn't realize the difference between a counselor, a therapist, and a psychologist.
Mm.
Educate yourself.
Yes.
And so I went to a counselor, and I was like, he's not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel positive at the end of this. Like, I just don't feel nothing.
Right.
And then I went to a few therapists and finally landed on a therapist that was like perfect
mm-hmm.
for what I needed at the time.
Right.
And for me, it was better because she asked the question, you know, what are my religious views?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't ask directly, but she asked in a way to make me come out with my religious views, and that helped tailor her therapy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much respect for that because I didn't think that people would tailor something for me.
Right, right.
You know? And so when you're out there looking for a counselor and a therapist, you have to find that person that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with being uncomfortable with that person.
Right.
Because you never know what you can learn and can get from them. But mm-hmm. I feel like there definitely has to be some type of connection. And when I see that there is a therapist that is like, okay, this is how I'm going to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going book by book, word by word, chapter by chapter of,
right.
Well, according to this, you should be doing this. No, I need you to come at me in a way that I understand more, right?
Right.
And so I felt like the other therapists and the other counselors that I had, they weren't really finding that connection with me. Right. But she did such a great job, and I'm just like, yeah, that's all I need, right?
Right, right.
So I'm definitely grateful, but you don't stop just because you don't like it or it was uncomfortable for you or it was mm-hmm. hard. Everything in life is not easy. You're going to have some things that are going to be hard. Right. But once you realize it's hard because of you and not because of the other person, mm-hmm. just be more willing to get that out of you, you know, so that you can grow and you can get what you need out of therapy and out of counseling. And just really, I just feel like mental health is so important, especially in the Black community. Check in on your friends. Make mm-hmm. sure that they are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage them to get the help that they need.
Right.
Like, I enjoy being there for my friends and listening to them and talking. And I need my sessions to vent as well. But I do understand that it is a lot for me to put all of my issues on my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of selfish at times, too,
mm-hmm.
especially when I need more.
Right, right.
So I need something a little bit more, and you're not able to give me that, but I'm going to keep pouring everything out on you.
Right.
Like, it's not helpful.
Right, then I'm empty.
Mm-hmm. And you're exhausted because you doing over your capacity mm-hmm. to be there for me.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you don't have all of the information and all the resources.
Right.
So encourage your friends to go out and get the mental help that they need.
Yes.
Yeah. I just feel like it's so important. It is so, so, so important. Counseling, therapy, psychology, just really, I really advocate for it. You know, go out there, get the help that you need, help build yourself. Build your connections with your friends and your family,
mm-hmm.
but it starts with you.
Right, right. And, you know, I definitely don't want, you know, people to get a negative connotation to therapy because, you know, one of the things I always hear is, oh, I'm paying for somebody to listen to my problems, or I can talk to so-and-so for this, you know, just making excuses. I can speak personally from personal experience. My main objective for therapy has always been, you know, to gain practical tips, practical things to help. Like me being a spiritual woman in Christ, spiritually, okay, I'm good. But okay, now what are some practical things I can do? Or what are some things I didn't realize? Or, you know, how can you educate me on certain stuff? That's what I go for. I go for like practical things, different things I can do that I might not have thought about before to kind of help me mentally. So it's definitely therapy. And like you mentioned earlier about doing your research between a therapist, a counselor, and a psychologist, that's very important. We definitely need to continue to educate ourselves because it's definitely more than just, oh, I'm going to somebody just so I could talk about my problems and she can listen to me. Like, oh, that is not even, you barely scratch the surface mm-hmm. if you think that's all there is.
Yeah.
It has been a blessing to me too. So definitely encourage you guys to continue to do your research and open your minds bigger to more it has to offer.
Yeah.
For sure. But we thank you guys for rocking with us once again. And am I missing anything? Please, like we mentioned before, continue to leave us your comments. Continue to send us questions. We welcome your feedback.
Rate. Leave a review.
Yes, please leave a review. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, please rate and leave a review. We're definitely not limited. We talk about a range of topics because there are so many things that we can experience, you know, for those in the meantime moments. So we're definitely not limited. If you have suggestions, just any feedback, we welcome that. And we definitely appreciate your support. And if that is it, then we are definitely going to check in with y'all next week. We should certainly be back on track next Monday with a new episode. So you do not want to miss it. Yay. So we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week, and we will catch you guys later. Again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @in_the_mean_time. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know about you, but I know about me. I need peace in the midst of the madness. In the world so cold, stay attached to your soul. I suggest you invest in a jacket. I've been thinking about life, I've been praying every night. When this real shit leaked to the masses, they gon' feel me then. They say he back again. Like